This is Jenny G. It is International Women's Day, and I am thrilled to be joined by Jane McCollum, who is the general manager of the Marshall Foundation, a sponsor of International Women's Day here on KXEI. And thank you so much for being here.
Good morning, Jenny.
Jane, why is it important for the Marshall Foundation to be a part of International Women's Day?
Well, UNIDAS, who benefits from this particular event, values are really similar to our founder, Louise Marshall's values, improving and empowering women through education and opportunities that they may not normally get to have.
Mm-hmm. So special experiences, and UNIDAS is with the Women's Foundation for Southern Arizona. You're going to be hearing young voices throughout the entire day. Yeah, so tell us more about Louise Marshall.
She realized that helping women have an education and getting new experiences would lead to them becoming better citizens and thereby lifting all of the community in which women live. And that is here and abroad. And she was really lucky because she had the opportunity, because her father founded the formula for patent leather, to have rich experiences, being able to travel through Europe, living in Mexico, going to school in Mexico, going to universities throughout the United States, and finally landing in Tucson, Arizona in 1898.
For anyone that's unfamiliar with Marshall Foundation, can you give us a little information around that?
When she came in 1898, she was a graduate student but was seeking a faculty position, which she received in 1901 and became either the first woman professor at the U of A or the first recognized woman professor at the University of Arizona.
Amazing.
And in 1901, she started buying up the land on the north side of University. And in 1930, she formed a foundation with money that she had inherited from her mother, whose expressed purpose in giving her that money was to help those less fortunate. So she formed a foundation that was built on its net worth being on real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And that continues to this day. And when she died in 1956, she left all of her assets, which were valued then at $900,000 in 1956. That was real estate, and $1,000 in cash. Well, we're sort of in the same vein today. It's just that our assets are 97% are real estate and 3% are cash. So it's not very different, but through the management of our assets, we give back to the community, primarily in scholarships and education, 5% of our net worth every year, and every 5 years it has to be reappraised. So when I started there 16 years ago, we were giving away about $500,000. Today, we're giving away about $1.6 million.
Jane McCollum is the general manager of the Marshall Foundation, and we are honored to have them a part of International Women's Day here on KXEI. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think Louise would be proud that we're supporting young women all over the world and making their dreams come true and empowering women to be the best that they can be so that our world is a better world.
I believe that too. Thank you so much for joining us today. Jane, have a wonderful rest of your International Women's Day.
I shall.
Go ladies. Go ladies. Thank you so much.
Thank you.